Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah talks about the Kohen Gadol going through the Heichal and coming to where the two Berechais were mafsik between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedashim. Rabbi Yossi says it was only one, because there's a Vdila Berechis Lechem, only one Berechis. And the Gemara says, oh, Rabbi Yossi is saying good. What does Rabbanan do? Rabbanan say in the Mishkan there was one. But in Mikdash Sheni, since they didn't have an Amma traction, they didn't have a wall that was an Amma, the Mikdash Rishon who had, said a Sothik. If the Amma traction, the Kedusha of the Amma traction was Kalifnim, like the Kodesh Kedashim, or was it Kalachutz, like the Heichal? So therefore they made two Pareches. They weren't sure where the Kodesh Kedashim was supposed to start. Now it's interesting, the Tesis Shanim says, why they make two? He says, they made the outer one, I understand. They wanted to make sure that nobody goes into the place which might be Kodesh Kedashim. Someone doing a Veid in the Heichal, we want to make sure he doesn't go accidentally into the place which might be Kodesh Kedashim. But why'd they make an inner one? Why'd they make an inner one? Let him just make an outer one. So he says, because you don't want the Kohen Gadol that goes in Lefnai Lefnim to accidentally do the Aveid in a place which might be Heichal. So it sounds like he holds that either Parechas wouldn't be good enough. You don't have to have Parechas on the exact spot that separates it. Either one would have been good enough. It's just, we want to make sure, the outside one is to make sure that no one steps into the area which might be Kodesh Kedashin, and the inner one is to make sure that Kohen Gadol doesn't do Aveid in the area which might not be Kodesh Kedashin. Taisus is mevur not the way. The Guru Sari asks the question on Taisus Shanim. L'chay v'vdila Parechas l'chay means the Parechas is the separating, is the dividing line. So you have to have it on the line. A Taisus is mevur that has to talk and be on the line. Now, the Guru Sari also asks the Kasha, how does it work when you do this hazah that's supposed to be done on the Parechas? The hazah of the par Yom Kippurim, the sar of Yom Kippurim, the hazah of the par Amdavish Al-Sibur, the Siri Avedis Kechavim, has to be done on the Parechas. The Machlekes, really, if it has to actually touch the Parechas, Pashas, the Gemara, and Gemara, at least the Pashas, there's one man, the Omer, that says it has to touch the Parechas, but the other Gemara says, no, it doesn't have to touch the Parechas, it has to be Lefnei Parechas. The Mikdash Navid holds its only share if it has to touch the Parechas, so we don't know which Parechas it is, so how does it work? I saw the Milchus Aram, he wants a tiny, even if it doesn't touch the Parechas, but if the inner one's the real Parechas, so then the outer one is being mafsik. So the Mikdash David says, that'd be right to the Teis Yishanim. Then either way, the outer one could be the real Parechas. That could be the real Parechas. And the inner one is just not second. But if you hold like Teis, like the Gvura Sari, has to be on the exact spot, so you might have a problem by the Chattis Panimius. How are you going to know which one's the real Parechas? How's the Chattis Panimius going to work? Let's just say in Svarim, because the Rambam says that the Sechashman, that even if it's not the real Parechas, but since it's serving a function of hiding the Arayn, of being a makam where the Arayn can't be seen because of it, it might also have a dim Parechas l'gabe that. Now there's another kasha that Achrayim are bothered with. The Gemara in Dindal is mavur that even in Ba'ish Rishayin there was a Parechas, there was an Amatraxin, but there was also a Parechas, the Gemara calls the Parechas the Bavi, Parechas of the doors. All the doors had a Parechas, the seven Sharm of the Azar had a Parechas, the Pesach Eichel had a Parechas, the Pesach Ulam had a Parechas, who did the Amatraxin had a Parechas? So in fact, it's lack in the Svas Emes, so why don't we know, why can't we know whether it's the Fnim Luchutz if we remember where the Parechas was in the Ba'is Rishon? There were people that when they made the Ba'is Shein, they still remembered how the Ba'is Rishon looked. Why can't we ask them if the Parechas of the Ba'is Rishon was the Fnim Luchutz? That's what they're bothered with. So they talk about maybe there was two Parechas in the Ba'is Rishon also, and that was one side. It's not so much away from the Gemara, and the Gemara says that the Badei Arayin were deichten bolten from the Parechas. It doesn't sound like there were two. I don't know if that can happen if there were two Parechas. But the Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Derech Chochma and the Rambam, he brings in the Sefer Maisel LeMelech that they didn't know which one it was in the Ba'is Rishon. Hashem made that they should all forget. But the Zasem says the Chayyeh Glatetetz, that if the Parechas has a din and has to be the dividing line, so then it has to be on the right place. But there, in Ba'is Rishon, the Amatraxin was the dividing line. If the Amatraxin is the dividing line, so the Parechas was just for Tznius, it was just to say you should be able to see into the door, so there was no din to have it in the right place, in the place where there was a dividing line. So mainly you wouldn't be able to make a raya from the inside if it was inside or the outside. Even if the Kedush was a Fnim, it could have been It could have been inside. Even if the Kedusha was Lechutz, it could have been outside. The Brechus was just there for Tznius. And the Briski Rav really held to such a svara. He just says, the Rambam state Nishtazai. The Rambam state, I will make this Rishla Yisrael a Brechus Aksel of Ach, and then the Vibdila Brechus Lechem Ben HaKadosh Ben HaKadosh HaKadosh. So it sounds like the Rambam holds even the Mikdash Rishon, there was one Parechus, he says, because it says of Dila Parechus. But L'chayr Tshver, L'chayr the Am Attraction was the Havdalah. The Parechus was just for Tznius. The Briski Rav was really bothered by it. I want to say, maybe that's Takib Shad in the Kesef Mishnah. There's a very Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah says, when the Rambam says, Avul B'mikdash Rishon L'Yisr Shemel Parechus Achaz L'Van Shem of Dila Parechus L'chem, Zok the Kesef Mishnah, Nira Dila Mishkan Kari Mikdash Rishon. That's what the Gesser Mishnah says. When the Rambam says in the Mikdash Rishon there was only one, the Mikdash Sheni was two, in the Mikdash Rishon there was only one, he means the Mishkan there was only one. Because in the Mikdash Rishon there was a Kaisel, not a Parechus. So, Fregen Achreinim, what do you mean? There was a Parechus. The Gemara Daf Nadal says clearly there was a Parechus. Why are you saying near that there wasn't a Parechus? There was a Parechus. So I think maybe the Gesser Mishnah means like this. The Rambam clearly is saying that there was only one parechus, shenema v'vdila parechus. In other words, not that there was just the curtain up there for tznius, there was a real parechus that's doing avdala. That was only in the Mishkan, not in the Mikdash Rishon. So maybe you could say like this last sentence. The parechus in the Mikdash Rishon b'chol didn't have a din parechus. It could be either one. Either Rambam says that there was a parechus echas, shenema v'vdila parechus. The Rambam, it says Mikdash Rishon, it means the Mishkan. It means the Mishnah, like the Mishnah says, because otherwise, That's what the Kesef Mishnah means. Not that there wasn't a Metzias of Parechus there, there was. But the Vdila Parechus was done with the Kesef, not with the Parechus, like the Gemara's Mavur.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.